listener production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon with today's explainer. With the COVID pandemic a distant memory, WA is again rolling out the welcome mat for international students, particularly from India and Asia, and frontline workers from Europe. But the state's rental crisis means there's a real challenge to get a roof over their heads when they arrive here. People coming from overseas mixed with West Aussies already looking for dwellings has forced prices up even further. Today's West Australian reports bond assistance loans from the state government, which are designed to help low-income earners rent their home, have collapsed to less than a quarter of what they were before COVID. It's basically no longer working because the price of a house is just too far out of reach. The number of assisted bonds approved by the Department of Communities is in free fall from the 2019 figures. It's dropped from 911 approvals a month down to just 200 last month. To give you an idea of how bad it is, the average upfront cost for a WA family to pay bond on a new place is $3,600. While young students are being forced to pay $1,000 a week to share a unit, most young West Aussies cottoned on a long time ago that they'll be staying at home into their mid-20s while they're studying. Housing Minister John Carey insists the government is pulling every lever it can. But that's cold comfort for families that could be left out in the cold this winter. That's The Explainer. For more Perth news on demand, go to the Listener app.